USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Jurors have been sequestered after beginning deliberations in the Derek Chauvin trial. Closing statements wrapped up late Monday afternoon as the prosecution and the defense made their final arguments in the trial of the former police officer charged with murder in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin is charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. If convicted of the most serious charge, second-degree murder, the former police officer faces up to 40 years in prison. And former Vice President Walter Mondale has died, according to a statement from his family. Mondale served under President Jimmy Carter after spending 12 years in the U.S. Senate. He made his own run at the White House in 1984, unsuccessfully challenging President Ronald Reagan. In his later career, he served as ambassador to Japan under President Bill Clinton. Walter Mondale was 93. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Florida's governor has signed a new law cracking down on violent protests in his state. Tim Berg reports.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing an anti-riot bill into law. The governor saying the new law will enhance penalties for those who commit crimes during a riot and also stop a theory of local governments defunding law enforcement.
If a local government were to do that, that would be catastrophic and have terrible consequences for their citizens. And so this bill actually prevents against local governments defunding law enforcement. We'll be able to stop it at the state level.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Coast Guard is calling off the search for the missing sailors from the lift boat that capsized off the coast of Louisiana last week in a severe storm. 19 crew members were aboard the 129-foot vessel Secor Power when it capsized. Six people were rescued alive and five bodies have so far been recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Over the weekend, for the first time, President Biden referred to conditions at the southern border as a crisis, as illegal crossings continue at a record pace. Congressman Byron Donalds recently visited the border, saying the administration is complicit in the conditions he witnessed because of their failure to enforce immigration laws. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the cartels have taken advantage of the conditions created after President Biden reversed the border policies of his predecessor.
The Trump administration did actually a very important thing, putting in the Mexico policy into place. That way, a lot of these asylum applications were actually being handled in Mexico. Yeah. When this president was inaugurated, President Biden, he ripped up not only the Mexico policy, but he ripped up every other enforcement measure put into place by the Trump administration, including stopping building the wall. So right now, you have the cartel laughing at us. They know we're not going to enforce the border. They know that we're essentially just going to be taking kids. And so right now they're pushing all these kids across the border at warp speed. And let's be very clear on this. The cartel knows our laws and they're using it against us. And we are not taking this threat, this crisis seriously. And this administration needs to do so.
And the Coast Guard is calling off the search for the remaining missing sailors from the lift boat that capsized off the coast of Louisiana last week in a severe storm. 19 crew members were aboard the 129-foot vessel Secor Power when it capsized. Six people were rescued alive and five bodies have so far been recovered. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.